Praise the Lord. David said in Psalms 27, "The Lord is my light. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the strength of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid?" This is the day that the Lord has made, and we are going to rejoice in it. Welcome, amen, into the sanctuary of Ignite One Worship Center. I'm excited and delighted to be with you this morning, and I pray that the word of God would increase you and challenge you and illumine you to be a better you, amen, as a result of you joining us this morning. Hallelujah. Thank you so much for your prayers. Thank you for your support. God is doing a great work, amen, and the hand of our God is on us. And our declaration in this season is the God of heaven, hallelujah, shall prosper us. Let's pray and get into our teaching for this morning. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, for the word of God this morning. We thank you, God, that as you release your word, that at the entrance of it, glory to God, that it will produce light. We thank you for every heart, every home, glory to God, every person, every man, woman, son, daughter, those that will watch, those that will catch it later, by the Spirit of the living God. Let this word this morning, hallelujah, be the word that you've given. I pray that you would think through my mind, speak through my lips, and use me as an instrument and a vessel, hallelujah, to impart unto your people. I yield this morning, glory to God, to the authority of the Holy Spirit and the Holy Ghost. And I pray, God, that you would let, hallelujah, this word fall on good ground, and that it will get in and get down, glory to God, and spring up into life evermore. In the mighty name of Jesus, we thank you, hallelujah, that you are our victory this morning. Amen. And you are elevated. Satan is defeated. Hallelujah. And we give you all the glory that's due your name. Amen. Amen. And amen. Praise God again. Praise him. Hallelujah. With the high sounding cymbals. Praise him. Glory to God. Amen. Let everything that have breath praise ye the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. Let's go this morning right into our word of God, our lesson out of Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 1 through 7. Glory to God. I've been toggling back and forth from Ephesians to Nehemiah. Glory to God. And that's the spirit, amen, and where God has been leading. And so this morning, we're in Ephesians chapter 4, verse 1 through 7. "I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called." Verse number 2, "with all lowliness and meekness, with longsuffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body, one Spirit, even as we are called into one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all." Verse 7, "but unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ." Hallelujah. Amen. I want to give you some context and then give you a thought and a theme this morning and get right down into, amen, this awesome word of God. In context, Paul, the apostle, is writing from prison, amen, to the church of Ephesus. And he's commending their faithfulness as saints and exhorting them concerning the richness of God and the blessing, amen, to the believer. Matter of fact, in Ephesians 1, the Bible talks about how that God has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in Christ. Amen. And then it talks about how that because he's blessed us and how he's chosen us and how he redeemed us and how, amen, we are forgiven and how we have inheritance, glory. Amen. And how, amen, even in all of that, it is what God has done for us. Amen. And how he sees us in him and provided for us. So Paul is writing this letter from prison, and he's a prisoner of Caesar. He's a prisoner of Caesar. Amen. But here's the thing. He understands, glory to God, that he is in the will of God, even though he's in prison. So though Paul is a prisoner of Caesar, Paul, amen, he writes this letter from prison, and watch this. He says, I'm a prisoner of the Lord. He doesn't say he's a prisoner of Caesar. He says, I'm a prisoner, amen, of the Lord. Glory to God. And so I want to go back, amen, to verse number 4, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit, amen, in the bond of peace. Hallelujah. So pray with me this morning and agree with me this morning as I talk to you about the endeavor of unity. Yeah, that's it. Type it in the chat, somebody. The endeavor of unity. Glory to God. And so when we talk about the endeavor of unity, family, the antithesis of unity is what we would know as division. And unity, watch this, unity is a threat to the system and the strategies of the operation and opposition of the kingdom of darkness. Amen. We know that that is Satan's domain, and that that kingdom of darkness opposes and is in constant conflict, amen, with the kingdom of light. That's God's domain. Matter of fact, of the scripture, amen, says that it is the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. Colossians 1:13, God has delivered us, amen, from the power of darkness and translated us into the kingdom of his dear son. So Satan, amen, is against unity, amen, because of where it takes us. Amen. And what it does to him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Of the CEV version of that same scripture, Colossians 1:13, here it is. God rescued us from the dark power of Satan, and God brought us into the kingdom of his dear son, the son he loves. Wow. And so the encouragement, glory to God, as we endeavor to keep the unity, first Corinthians, chapter 1, verse 10, that we are to speak the same thing. Watch this, that there be no divisions among us. Why? Because, amen, the antithesis of unity is division. And Paul says, speak the same thing, that there be no division among us, but that we be perfectly joined together in the same mind and in the same judgment. Glory to God. So watch it now. When we talk about this antithesis of unity, which is division, let me say this. Division is not an act. Glory to God. It comes out as an action, but division is a spirit. Glory to God. Division is a spiritual strategy of the enemy against unity. Glory to God. Watch this now, because when we talk about endeavoring, family, to keep the unity, amen, watch this, please. We're talking about our oneness. Glory to God. We're talking about our oneness. And because our oneness and our unity defines us in who we are, glory to God, the enemy attacks our unity to divide who we are. Somebody get that. Glory to God. Our oneness defines who we are, and the enemy will attack our unity to divide who we are. Wow. Amen. As I was studying this, the Spirit of God dropped three things on me. Amen. About the division that comes against the endeavor of unity. What does this spirit of division, what is this goal? Why is it trying, amen, to separate, glory to God, and to dismantle, glory to God? Watch it now, because there are three things, amen, that division does against, hallelujah, the spirit of unity or the endeavor of unity. Number one, here it is. Watch this. Number one, it discredits our message. It discredits our message. We know our message is connected to God's method. Amen. And that's John 3:16, where, amen, God so what? Loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. You got it. Amen. That whosoever believe him should not perish but have everlasting life. He did not come into the world. Glory to God. Amen. You got it, amen, but the world might be saved. You got it, glory to God. And then John 10:10, amen, Jesus said, I am come that you might come, that you might, amen, I'm come that you might, amen, have life and have life more abundantly. Yeah, amen. So watch it, please, because when we look at the Amplified Classic Version of the Bible in Ephesians 4:1, where Paul, amen, talks about walking worthy of our vocation. Watch what it says. Amen. Watch what the scripture says. Glory to God. It says this. It says, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, watch Paul says. Paul says, I appeal to and I beg you, watch this, to walk, which really lead a life worthy of the divine calling to which you've been called. Watch it, please, with behavior that is a credit to the summons of God's service. Oh my God, hallelujah. Yeah, amen. Walk worthy, glory to God, walk worthy with a behavior that's a credit to the summons of God's service. So the number one thing that the enemy wants to do when he attacks the endeavor, our unity, and try to bring division is to discredit our message. And I must say, glory to God, amen, we are fighting against that. We're coming back against that. But we have allowed the devil, amen, glory to God, to do a great job, amen, in his job, amen, to come against us and bring division, amen, in the body. Glory to God. Discredit our message. So watch it, please. The next thing that the division does against the endeavor, our unity, is disqualify our witness. Man, this is good already. Hallelujah. Discredit our message, and then he wants to disqualify our witness. We know the Bible says, amen, that in the book of Acts, that we are to be empowered to be witnesses, amen, into all the parts of the earth. But first, amen, it begins, amen, at home, in our church, amen, in our community, on our job, glory to God, and then, glory to God, around the world. So when we talk about that, he want to disqualify our witness, glory to God. He wants our testimony to be tainted. Hallelujah. He wants our faith to be fake, glory to God. He wants our shout to be short, glory to God. He wants our giving, amen, to be in vain. Glory to God. Why? Because he want to disqualify our witness by coming against the endeavor of our unity. Glory to God. So number one, discredit, amen, our message. Number two, disqualify our witness, amen. And number three, amen, diminish our faith. My God, I could stay there and teach that for the rest, amen, of the time. Hallelujah. That's a revelation from the Lord, amen, about the three things the enemy wants to do to come against, amen, the endeavor of our unity. When we talk about this word endeavor, and we say it's the endeavor of our unity, endeavor means to strive. It means to make an effort to accomplish an end. Glory to God. Or to watch this now. So if it means to strive, and then strive means to contend or to fight to obtain or maintain something. Glory to God. So when we talk about the endeavor of our unity, it's us fighting and contending, amen, to not only just obtain, but maintain the unity, amen, of the Spirit of God, amen, glory to God, in the bond of peace. That's why the scripture says stuff like, if your brother, amen, come against you, amen, then forgive, go to them. That's why, amen, the scripture, amen, says, amen, stuff like, glory to God, with everything within you, amen, try to live, amen, in peace with everybody. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. So what we got to understand that as we, amen, contend and we, amen, fight and we strive and we give effort, glory to God, to with a consistency, amen, to maintain and obtain unity. Watch this, please. It must come from intentional effort. Why does it come from intentional effort? Because watch this, the opposition against it is intentional. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, intentional effort. Intentional effort. Hallelujah. Why? That means you have to on purpose decide, glory to God, that you're not going to get out of posture and position and keep your peace. Glory to God in the spirit. It's intentional effort and keep the unity. Glory to God. Watch it. It's not only is it intentional effort, it is, watch it, inspired engagement. Hallelujah. Yeah, there's something, amen, in you, glory to God, when you are in the body, amen, to want to see the body, amen, be the best it can be. It's intentional engagement, glory to God. It's intentional effort. It's inspired engagement, glory to God. Hallelujah. My. Hallelujah. Amen. And then let me just say this, because we are at Night One Worship Center. It's an ignited expectation. Glory to God. Hallelujah. It's an ignited expectation. You have a fiery passion, glory to God, for God, amen, to show up and to be God and to do God things and to manifest spiritual things, because you are intentionally and inspired and ignited about keeping the unity, glory to God, and maintaining, hallelujah, the peace of God that surpasses all understanding. The Bible says it will guard, amen, your heart and your mind through Christ Jesus. So when we look at it, amen, verse 3, amen, it says endeavor, amen. The endeavor of the unity is connected, amen. Watch this, to the completeness and the perfection, glory to God, of what unity is. Hallelujah. Wow. What unity is, family? What is it? What is it? Well, when Paul is teaching, he talks about how we are to endeavor to keep this unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then he begins to go through, amen, seven things, glory to God, from verse 4 through 6. Amen, that will give us, hallelujah, the unity that we endeavor to keep. Oh, my God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So watch it now. We got to understand that if we leave here with the mindset and the revelation that the enemy wants to cause the division, to discredit, amen, our message and disqualify our witness and diminish our faith, we should leave here on alert. Glory to God, that he can't get in and he will not win. Glory to God. Hallelujah. So watch it now. Paul says this. Amen. He says, endeavor to keep the union of the Spirit in the bond of peace. And then he connects these other seven things of oneness to the unity. Glory to God. Watch it. There is one body. There is one Spirit. Even as you are called into one, called into one hope of your calling. Verse 5, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all, through all, and in all. Hallelujah. And I just add verse 7 because that is the cherry, amen, on top of the cheesecake. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wow. Hallelujah. Amen. So now we understand that we have to operate in harmony and agreement and unity in the spirit. Amen. To cut off, glory to God, the system of Satan that wants to cause division. Amen. In the body. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Amen. We've heard it, amen, over time, how that Sunday morning is the most divided time of the week. Amen. And the meaning of that is how, amen, that everybody, amen, that's a part of the body, but they go to all different separate denominations. Glory to God. Amen. And then, glory to God, there's division, glory to God, in the body that should be one. Hallelujah. I didn't come to talk about that. I come to talk about endeavoring, glory to God, the endeavor of unity. And Paul, watch it now. He goes with those seven things. And I'm going to start backwards and go back up to the first one. He says, watch it now. There's one God and Father of all. One God and Father of all, glory to God. And he, when he talks about it, he says that he's the Father of all, he's over all, he's through all, and he is in all, glory to God. So we are, watch this, we are born again into one family. Yeah, we're born again into one spiritual family. And for that reason, amen, we call each other our brothers and our sisters, because we have one God and we have one Father. Amen. There's a portion of scripture that speaks to this, and it calls it the spirit of adoption. Glory to God, where God has adopted us in the beloved, or in the family of God. Hallelujah. Watch it now. If we've been adopted into the family, anytime you're adopted, you don't get to watch it. You don't get to get into the family and keep your name. It's Shabbat. Glory to God. Hallelujah. You don't get to get into the family and keep your name when you're adopted. You're adopted into the name of that family. Watch this. And you're adopted into the culture, into the nature, into the structure of that family. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. And we talk about God being one God and one Father of all. Even in Matthew's gospel, amen, when Jesus was giving his disciples, amen, the pattern in teaching them, amen, amen, how to pray, he says, pray, our Father. Amen. Our Father. Yeah. Glory to God. Amen. And so family, endeavoring to keep the unity is understanding that there's a perfect oneness in that unity that we got to keep. And it begins with knowing, amen, that we have one God and one Father. All through scripture, at the beginning of God's, amen, a call to the people of God to be who he asked them to be, and to fulfill the life, amen, and walk into the promise, amen, of who he had already created them to be. He says, you're not going to have another God before me. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Yeah. Amen. Hallelujah. So one God and one Father of us all. Amen. And when we talk about being a father of all, we're really talking about, first of all, when we say one God, we're talking about God's creative power. Then we're talking about God's authority. Glory to God, to be who, amen, he is in all of our lives. Amen. And when we say all, we're talking about, amen, two aspects of that. Father of everything created, amen, and then Father of all that believe. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. Because the Bible is clear, and it talks about how that if God is not your Father, okay, I'm about to mess it up, but then it said, glory to God, your father is the devil. Hallelujah. You might be in the wrong family. Glory to God this morning. But you can come, amen, into the family of God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. Amen. So watch it now. Yeah, we're born again into the family. Amen. And we're called believers. And because of that, you are my brother and you are my sister in Christ. Hallelujah. So there's, watch it. He says, there's one God, Father, and all. Then there's one baptism. There's one baptism. So when we talk about one baptism, glory to God, now we can get confused because the scripture talks about, amen, Hebrews 6, it talks about, amen, how that there is more than one baptism. So let's rightly divide that to understand that when the text is talking about endeavoring to keep the unity and he says one baptism, amen, Paul is teaching us, amen, he's talking about the first baptism, glory of all baptisms. Yeah, glory to God. So the first baptism of all baptism, amen, is the baptism into one body. Yeah, glory to God. The body of Christ is the spiritual church. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah, the spiritual church. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. And we know that church is not a place. Church is a people. Glory to God. Yeah, amen. So watch it now. 1 Corinthians 12. Let's go there. 12 through 14. For as the body is one and has many members, and all members of that what? One body, being many are one body. So also is Christ. So our oneness and our unity, amen, is connected to the essence of us being not in the church. It's connected to the essence of us being in Christ. Yeah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. One body. So watch it now, verse 13. For by one Spirit, capital S, it's important, capital S, Holy Spirit. By one Spirit are we all baptized into one body, whether we are Greek or Jews, whether we are bond or free, and have all been made to drink of one capital S Spirit, the Holy Spirit. Wow. Amen. Hallelujah. So it's one baptism, and it's the first baptism of all baptism, glory to God, is into the body. Glory to God. Yeah, we come back to that adoption. We come back, amen, to the being translated into the kingdom of his dear son. Hallelujah. As we believe and we're born again from above. Wow. Amen. So watch it now. Galatians 3:27. Amen. It says, for as many of you has been baptized into Christ, have put on Christ. Baptism into Christ is baptism into the body. Yeah. One baptism. The first baptism. Watch it, please. Put on Christ. Put on means Christ is the mark of our identity. Yeah. Christ is the mark of our identity. And the one baptism is the essence of our unity. Woo. And the unity, amen, is the unity of the Spirit and the unity of the faith that identifies us with Christ, but it separates us from the love of the world. Did you get that? Glory to God. Wow. Amen. Yeah. 1 Corinthians 2:12. Amen. We receive not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. Amen. If you're not living life in Christ, you are missing out, amen, on a life, hallelujah, that has abundance connected to it above your ability, amen, and your accomplishment and your accolades and your degrees and your education and your even personal revelation. Glory to God. It's one baptism. And then he says there's one faith. These are connectors to the endeavor of keeping unity, understanding there's one faith. We know the Bible says, amen, glory to God, in Romans, glory to God, 12, amen, how that God has given us, God has given everybody the I believe it's 12:3, glory to God, the measure of faith. It's the measure of faith. Or 12:6. The measure of faith. Yeah, the measure of faith. Glory to God. We know, amen, Hebrews 11, amen, talks about now faith is. Yeah, we know Mark, amen, 11:24, amen, have faith in God. Amen. So it's one faith. And when it says one faith, it's a save. It's the, watch it, it's the saving faith. The faith that brings us into the body and unites us and joins us into the unity. And we have to endeavor to keep it, fight, contend, strive, glory to God, hallelujah, intentionally, glory to God, yeah, amen, intentionally, glory to God, in our walk with him. So when we were sinners, glory to God, most of us, all of us, we may have been saved and delivered from different things and baptized in the body. Watch this. Our baptism into the body may have came by different ways, but the result and outcome was for the same purpose. Yeah, glory to God. Romans 1:12, amen, as many, amen, as believed on him, to them he gave he what? The power. He gave him the power to become the sons of God. Yeah, amen. And we can add Romans 8:14 to that as well, because we're talking about one faith, one faith, one faith. Think about it like this, amen, hallelujah. Think about it like this, that when we could name a genre of automobiles, we can name one. I won't name one, amen, but I'm giving you this example. We can name one, amen, and all of them go by the same name. But within the structure and the system, amen, of the identity of that particular vehicle, watch this, glory to God, though they are called the same name, but then they're different levels of the same vehicle. Yeah, glory to God. They're different levels of the same vehicle. Yeah, of the same car. Glory to God. And so watch it, please. You can operate. Amen. You can operate with the different models. Let's put it like that. The different models. Watch it. So there's the make. Yeah. Thank you, Holy Ghost. And there's a model. Yeah. So all of them are the same make, but then there's different model. Amen. Of the same make. Glory to God. And if you can operate, amen, at the first model, first level model, amen, and do exactly what you're supposed to do and go exactly where you're supposed to go, amen, because that's what it's designed for. Hallelujah. But then if you want to go to another level or a different model, the higher model you have, please get this, the more it's going to cost you. Whoops. The more, amen, hallelujah, yeah, amen, the higher model, the more it's going to cost you, the more sacrifice you got to make, amen, to receive it. Hallelujah. And drive in it. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. And so it's like that in our endeavor to keep the unity. And when we go back, amen, to 1 Corinthians 12 and talk about the many members and the one body, glory to God, hallelujah, and all of us are one members in the body, but then we have those spiritual gifts that Paul was talking about, and that's not the same gift, amen, but watch this, and Paul began to shed light, and he says that there's no part of the body that's not needed, amen. How can the hand say to the foot, I don't need you, and vice versa, glory to God, why? Because there's different, amen, levels of the gift or different graces that God gives, amen, to us in the administration of the Holy Spirit and the diversities, amen, glory to God, of the way that God gives out those gifts for the purpose he put on a person. Are you getting this? Glory to God. Hallelujah. So if you, hallelujah, if you are looking and you are operating, amen, in a high level, amen, model, amen, glory to God, then it costs sacrifice. Yeah, glory to God. Glory, it costs sacrifice. Mm-hmm. So it's the same in the spirit. Watch it now. Glory to God. You just getting saved and you got everything you need, to be who God called you to be. Glory to God. But you want to operate, amen, as a prophet or apostle or one of the high fivefold, and you just got in the fold. Okay, watch it, please. Because now what you end up doing is rejecting, watch this, where God placed you to be efficient and effective, and then you cease to be what he made you to be, amen, and operate in the make because your focus is on the model. Let me get up out of that right there. Somebody, amen, somebody receiving that. Glory to God. Wow. Amen. It's one faith. Then it's one Lord. It's one Lord. It's one Lord. It's one Lord. Jesus Christ is our Lord. It's one Lord. One Lord. Glory to God. And you know, amen, hallelujah, if he's not Lord of all, then he's not Lord at all. It's one Lord. Glory to God. It's one Lord. One Lord. Glory to God. That even in receiving salvation, we got to confess, amen, with our mouth and believe in our heart that he's the Lord. Yeah, glory to God. That's how we get into the family. That's how we get into, amen, glory to God. Glory to God, the saving faith of God. Then is one hope of his calling. Wow. One hope of his calling. That's really the high calling of Christ to his church, is the one hope of his call. And we know the Bible tells us, amen, hallelujah, that he would, amen, that we would really, he gave us, amen, and want us to have hope. Yeah, amen, Jeremiah 29:11, glory to God. He said he gave us a plan. He have a plan of an expected end. Glory to God. But watch it, please. The high calling of Christ to his church is the one hope of his calling. Yeah. The high calling is the one hope of his calling, or the highest calling. How about that? Glory to God. Because, okay. Yeah. Amen. The high calling of the church, watch this. The high calling of the church is the heavenly calling of our high priest. Okay. It's the heavenly calling of a high priest, and it's the high calling of Christ to his church. Meaning, watch this, we're in the season right now, hallelujah, oh my, of the heavenly calling of our high priest. Yeah, it's resurrection season. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Yeah, glory be to God. Hallelujah. Therefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly call. Yeah, glory to God. It's a heavenly call. Glory to God. And it talks about how Jesus is the apostle and high priest of our confession, our possession. Yeah. Amen. And so when we look at it, glory to God, and we're obtaining to reach the high call, the highest call, amen, is not even in this earth. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Woo. Even though we can reach a status, if we can reach, amen, to the place where Paul said he wanted to reach in Philippians 3:14, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high call. There it is, high calling in Christ Jesus. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we know that high calling was not status. It was serving as a son. But that's still not the highest call. Glory to God. The highest call is connected to the high calling, amen, of the high priest. Amen. That's watch this. The highest call and the high call is, watch this, the resurrection of our Savior and us being like him. Amen. And being resurrected. Glory to God. That's the highest call. Hallelujah. Amen. In the moment, in the twinkling. Yeah. Of an eye. You got it. Glory to God. So the hope of one calling suggests, amen, that we might not be all called to the same place according to our spiritual giftedness, but we are by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, and his grace, called to endeavor to keep the unity of the faith. Hallelujah, because it's the high call, is that one hope, amen, is the resurrection power of the gospel of Jesus, amen, that he died, he was buried, and he rose again on the third day. That's the one hope of our calling. Amen. If that hope goes away, our faith is in vain. If that hope is not true, our preaching is in vain. If that hope is not right, our witness is in vain. If that hope is not real, our sacrificing is in vain. Glory to God. But hallelujah, I know he lives because he lives in me. You can't make me doubt him. I know too much about it. Hey, glory to God. Yeah, amen. Hallelujah. So it's one hope of our calling. Hallelujah. And it's the high call of the heavenly call of our high priest. Did you get that? That's why we endeavor to keep the unity. We strive. We contend. We fight. We give effort to intentionally. And glory to God, we give inspirational, glory to God, hallelujah, and ignited expectations of what it means to see unity, glory to God, manifest, and division, hallelujah, glory to God, take a back seat. Thank you, Holy Ghost, hallelujah. I believe, glory to God, that God is working by the Spirit of God, hallelujah, to bring his church, bring his people, bring, amen, glory to God, to a place of unity in this season of his restoring, glory to God, hallelujah, his honor in the earth. Glory to God, hallelujah, glory to God, hallelujah. We're going to need one another. We're going to need each other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yep. I'm talking to another pastor, another church, a brother. We're going to need each other. Glory to God. Hallelujah. And we're going to have to come out of our corner and get in covenant. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. He says there's one hope of the calling. That's five. Number six is one body. One body. Romans 12:3-5. For I say through the grace given unto me to every man that's among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought, but to think soberly, according as God had it dealt, there it is right there, to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members in one body, all the members have not the same office. So we being many, or one body in Christ, and every member of one another. Wow. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If we could see it like that, if we could see it like that, glory to God, it's going to help us, glory to God, contend against division. Glory to God. Hallelujah. That we're members of one another. Glory to God. That, watch this, that my membership affect your membership. My attitude affects yours. Glory to God. Hallelujah. My spirit and my posture affects your spirit posture. If we can see it like that, glory to God. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Don't miss this, please. Please don't miss this. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I read all of that in Romans 12:3-5 to read, amen, and reveal this to you right here. Let me read it one more time. For I say, through the grace given unto me, that every man that's among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly according as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. For as we have many members, one body, all members have not the same office. So we being many are one body in Christ, and every one members of another. Glory to God. I read all that to reveal this to you. Here's the translation. Paul is saying that the body, watch this, is our oneness, is not just one. Come on. The body is our oneness and is not just one. When we get the revelation, glory to God, of one body, we can operate in the elevation, hallelujah, of a body of one. Okay, let me go back. Amen. He's saying that the body is our oneness. And that's where we endeavor to keep the unity, because the body is our oneness. It's not just one. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Yes, the body need a head. Glory to God. But if it's just a head, then it's not a real, a whole body. Come on, somebody. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Amen. So the body is our oneness and not just one. And when we get the revelation, watch this, of one body, we can operate in the elevation of the body of one. Glory to God. That's the call to be a body of one because of the baptism of one. One God who is, watch this, who is in all and works through all in one faith. It's a body of one faith. It's a body of one baptism. It's a body of one God and Father. Glory to God. It's a body. It's a body of one Lord. It's a body of one hope of our calling. Yeah, it's a body of one baptism. You get it? Glory to God. Here's the thing. It's not about superiority. It's equality defined by the unity that makes us one. And that is capital S, Spirit, endeavoring to keep the unity. Wow. Hallelujah. It's not about superiority. It's about equality. Yeah. Wow. Okay, here it is. I gotta go. Here it is. No body part is greater than any other part of the body. No body part is greater than any other part of the body. When we come together and endeavor to keep the unity, we are a threat to the enemy. Glory to God. We are a threat to whatever environment that we're in, because the anointing on all of us is magnified and multiplied, glory to God, and becomes greater than the anointing on any one of us, because it's all about being, hallelujah, a body of one. Wow. So here it is. It's through our oneness, glory to God, that we manifest his presence. Yeah. When we come together, glory to God, and there's no division among us. God, hallelujah. God wants to get in the midst of that. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And show up, hallelujah, for us. Amen. And as we worship him, he elevates us. Worship always will elevate us higher if we do it in unity. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ooh, my shot. Glory to God. It's through our oneness that we manifest his presence. It's through our oneness that we magnify his power. It's through our oneness that we maximize him with our praise. Ooh, shot my goal. Lobo shot. Hallelujah. Yeah. Amen. Somebody ought to stop right here. Give God a hand clap of praise. Put your mouth on it. Begin to thank him and glorify. Yeah, shot my. Glorify him. He's good. You're mighty. You're excellent. We give you all the honor. Hallelujah. Thank you for being, hallelujah, who you are in our lives, God. Glory to God. We maximize him through our praise. And then through our oneness, family, we release his premises. Yeah. Woo! Glory to God. He wants to bless you. He's already made you sit in heavenly places. Glory to God. He's already given you all things that pertain to life and godliness. Hallelujah. And he wants to be a blesser. Glory to God. It frustrates God when he can't be who glory to God, he's supposed to be in your life. Glory to God. Because watch it. The reason it frustrates God, you say, you can't frustrate no God. We don't even know who he is because the Bible says ain't nobody seen him. Watch this, please. Watch this since you're so smart. Hallelujah. I heard you in the spirit. Amen. So please hear it. Glory to God. You can frustrate God. How do you do that? You frustrate his grace. I'll move on. Wow. The value of our oneness is found in who we are, family, in him more than what we do. Yeah, why? Because it defines us as believers, servants, saints, and disciples. And then finally, it's one spirit. Number 7, one spirit. Capital S, the uppercase indicating, we're talking about the Holy Spirit. Wow. Ephesians 1, 13, in whom after you believe, you were sealed with the Holy Spirit of promise, which is the earnest of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. So now we're talking about resurrection again. Glory to God. Verse 16, Ephesians 3, that he would grant you according to the riches of his glory to be strengthened with might in your inner man. Wow. Glory to God. We endeavor to keep the unity. The revelation of our endeavor is we do it together. Hallelujah. And then we can put the cherry on top of the cheesecake. That the measure of grace given to us by God giving us his Christ, his son, as our gift. That's the cherry on top of the cheesecake. And that's the force and the favor of us our endeavor to keep the unity. Don't let the devil bring division, glory to God, to discredit our message or disqualify our witness or diminish our faith. Let's walk together. Hallelujah. Yeah, I think next week we're going to talk about that walk. I just felt that in the spirit. We're going to talk about that walk. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I pray in Jesus' name that it's been a blessing to you. Let's get ready to receive an offering. Amen. And return our tithes unto the Lord. Glory to God. Amen. We are so grateful and thankful always for your prayers and your support. And God is doing, amen, a great thing here at Ignite One Worship Center. So if you will, amen, you'll see, amen, the ways we can give. Amen. And as you see those ways, glory to God, I'll pray over, amen, your gift and your giving. Glory to God. Hallelujah. 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 Father, I thank you for those that are giving. I bless you for those that are sowing and those that have sown. I thank you that you give seed to the sower, bread to the eater, that the reciprocity of our generosity is that you give back good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Hallelujah. You cause men to give to our bosoms. We thank you. Hallelujah. For your word declares that you open windows. You pour out blessings from heaven that we have not room enough to receive when we return our tithe and don't rob you of your offering. I pray, oh God, that you would be God. Hallelujah. And show yourself strong in behalf of the faithfulness of those. Hallelujah, Father, that endeavor to keep the unity. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray, even if there's a life and a soul that may be needing to rededicate this morning, hallelujah, for membership, fellowship, rededication, I pray, Father, that you would touch that man, touch that woman, touch that person that would join this message, whether passing by or whether they're in now. Hallelujah. Holy Spirit, speak to their hearts. Let them know that you said in your word that you would no man perish, but all would come to repentance. And you've given us your son, Jesus, that we may have life and life more abundantly. Hallelujah. Oh God. And that when we do receive his life, all things are new. And we can do all things through you. Hallelujah. Because with you, nothing is impossible. Endeavoring to keep the unity of the faith. Hallelujah. Amen. If you prayed that prayer and you just say, I receive Jesus into my heart now in Jesus' name, instantly you are saved in the spirit. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And if that happened for you, amen, let us know. Glory to God. Put it in the text. put it in the chat. Somebody will reach out to you and we'll continue to minister to you. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you for joining Ignite One Worship Center. Hallelujah. I pray you've been blessed of the Lord. I pray, amen, that the word of God has illumined you, amen, to understand that God wants us to endeavor to keep the unity. Be blessed. We'll see you next week. Hallelujah.